تذكريني كلما هالليل عالدام تذكريني
was good. Was that good? That was good, right? That was Hello Saikalepo. Yes, a producer from, you guessed it, Aleppo in Syria, fusing Arab heritage music and electronic sounds, rare melodies of the Bedouin mawals and choirs of old Tarab. Ooh, yeah, old school, yet new school and all schools at the same time. It's a beautiful thing. That was the song Beirut, which came out in 2015. And yeah, it's like, got dubstep, but I don't usually really like dubstep. But if it's from the Middle East, count me in, 100%. Hello, Saikalepo. Yes. Fantastic. And what did we hear before that? Look into the archives. We heard Karyn, K-A-R-Y-Y-N, a musician with a beautiful voice and some freaky sounds going on in the background. She is from, she's from Syria, but she's now based in Los Angeles. And yeah, there's some songs that are much more poppy, but that was very beautifully dark, let's say. The song was, it was called Aleppo as well, from the new album of Karyn called the Quanta series, which is a series of singles she put together to make an album. Yeah, fantastic stuff. And before that, we heard, to start off the set, Nassam Jalal, a now Paris-based musician of Syrian background, and she is a flautist, number one flautist in all of Paris, perhaps. Wow. Look at the bio, says, a vertiginous flautist and prolific composer. Yes, vertiginous flautist. That means she creates vertigo in other people when she plays the flute, or in herself. Not sure, but let's just say vertiginous. Yes, Nassam Jalal with the song Samai al-Andalus from her new album Un Autre Monde. This came out this year, way back in February. Yes, still 2021, right? The Christmas music reminds me that it is. How can they be playing? Never mind. Okay. And that was that. That was what we heard. We don't have much time left, but we have some fantastic... Keep saying fantastic. We have some fantastic music coming up next. In the background right now, Bar by Kenan Adnawi, our favorite oudist from Damascus. And this next one is just so funky fresh. This is an independent Damascus-born musician named Wael Alkak, an experienced author of electro chalabi music. So it's got a bit of a Omar Suleiman vibe, but not quite as intense, and a bit of a Land of Kush vibe, but not quite as intense, and it's just super groovy stuff. I think you're gonna like it a lot. This is from a 2020 album called Alkak Live. Wael Alkak here with the song Te Artin Belsama 2, the second. So I hope you, hope you like these vibes coming right out of Syria for you. Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM radio. We'll be right back. dear friends. You're listening to Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio. I hope you've enjoyed this hour of music from Syria and the diaspora of fantastic musicians that are all around the planet now, keeping that vibe alive and the hope that Syria can come out of this conflict and yes, the music will live on. We are listening to Al-Kak right now. Y-L Al-Kak. W-A-E-L A-L-K-A-K. Song Tayartin Belsama to some electro chabi music, which came out last year. And yeah, just such a world of music over there in the Middle East with all the microtones and just such a different way of thinking of music. The notes in a scale and so on. So yes, we're going to finish with one last piece of music I'm going to tell you about while the song finishes. This thing is such a beautiful idea. It was this project called Africa Express, which is ironically led by the singer of Gorillaz, who's a British man, Gorillaz and Blur, Damon Albarn. So they organized a concert with a group called the Orchestra of Syrian Musicians, who actually were featured briefly on a Gorillaz album called Plastic Beach in 2010. And yeah, so about 5 years into the civil war in Syria, they made this album together with a lot of guests. A lot of very, very interesting international guests playing along with this Orchestra of Syrian Musicians, which is actually the name of the band, the Orchestra of Syrian Musicians. And so, yeah, they made this album together, which almost didn't happen because of a lot of passport problems. They ended up chartering a airplane and bringing them all to have a concert. Where was the concert? I'm not sure. Doesn't matter so much. But yes, there was a concert and it was amazing. There's an album as well, simply called Africa Express Presents the Orchestra of Syrian Musicians and Guests. I'm going to play a song, which is a song you probably know, but just in such a different, interesting way with a Syrian flair. This is Blackbird by the Beatles, Damon Albarn and Paul Weller with the Orchestra of Syrian Musicians. So this is going to be the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Wandering Rhythms, signing out. And if you're listening live on Monday, stick around for the generic alternative, the Alexander Morrison coming right after this song. Alexander Morris, I mean. Yes. One love, lots of love to Syrians all around the world, and here is Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Oh, your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Singing in the dead of night.